It's being recorded as well as on Zoom. It's now 6:30. We begin Shas. Shas begins Brachos Abayz of an Aleph. Me'ema Saikor and Eshma Be'arvin Mishosh Shekohanim Nechnosim Lechol B'Trumosim. Full stop. From when can a person recite the Shema in the evening? The time that the Kohanim go into eat. Yes. Oh, Yivay. I'm sorry. Starting again. Let me get a better screen. Oh, better. Okay, now I see you better. I hope you hear me better. Me'ema Saikor Neshma Be'arvin Mishosh Kohanim Nechnosim Lechol B'Trumosim. From when can Shema be said in the evening? The time that Kohanim go in to eat their truma. What is that? Talking code language. So Rashi explains, Kohanim shenitnu v'tovlu v'herev shimshon v'yigia itam lechol b'truma. He still doesn't tell you what it is. Rashi is playing games with us. In the Pesuk of Mechumash in Parshas Emor, the concept called a tevul yom, between someone who was tameh, and he goes to the mikvah, but he's not completely tor as soon as he gets out of the mikvah. There's still some residual tumah upon him until the day ends. We call this Tzeisa Kochavim. I think Gemara is going to say it later on. If you see the bottom of Beis HaMidrash, it's the very, very bottom of the end. Kohanim emos ka'achli b'truma b'truma mishas Tzeisa Kochavim. Okay? So they talk in code language to teach us a little extra lesson. When the stars come out. When do the stars come out? Well, look for stars, gentlemen. We'll have to look for stars. Two separate occasions in Kerem Rasha, which we are somehow related to here, we sent out expeditions to see how long it would take until they found the stars. The first expedition was one person, a reigner of Tzvi Sobolovsky, Shalita. This goes back, who knows, many, many years. The second expedition involved six people. He needed six to equal Rabbi Sobolovsky. One of them davened in Ashul. His name is Yosef Gottesman. I think two of them. I think Shmuel Rosenbaum also was on that expedition, if I'm not mistaken. And they went. They also found the same thing. They found stars in Kerem Rasha in the summertime, a little more than half an hour after the sunset. And that the reason they found it there, not here, is simple because, number one, there's no artificial light. It went up to Har Hashem, as we call it. And number two, there's no pollution. In New York, you can't find stars in half an hour. It just doesn't work. Okay, that's at approximately half an hour, a little bit more in the summertime after the sun sets here in New York City. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, it's less because it goes more and more as you go further and further away from the equator. And of course, in the summer, it's more than it is in the equinox as well. Fine, this is an aside. Good, that's what Rashi says. But Rashi's bothered. Rashi's bothered by something. What's bothering Rashi? The first Rashi. Im Kain, the fourth narrow line. Lama Koran Osa Bebesa Knesses. Why do we say Kriya Shema in Shul? What kind of question is that? We all say Kriya Shema in Shul. The answer is that in Rashi's time, they dive in early. If you want another Gemara, there, a whole bunch stacked up right there as soon as you walk into the room. They used to dive in early. Early. And Shema is only Tzeisa Kochavim. So it's bothering Rashi terribly. Why even bother saying Shema in Shul? It's too early. It's like if someone's going to shake a lulav today. It's too early. It's not yet sukkos. What's the point of saying Shema so early? Says Rashi, "Kedei lamod b'tfilah mitoch divrei Torah." The only purpose of saying Shema before Maariv is a new concept. "Kedei lamod b'tfilah mitoch divrei Torah." "Vachitanya b'tfilah mitoch divrei Torah." Excuse me. "Vachitanya b'brayso b'brochos Yerushalmi." Okay. So the whole purpose of saying Shema and Shul, which is early, is only that you should not just stop daven, but rather you should have a prep of Divrei Torah. It says Rashi, "Lefichach, chov olein lekrosa mishatechshach." You have to say Shema again when it gets dark, because when you said Shema in Shul, it was simply too early. It says Rashi, "Ulekriyash parsha rishon hashalom korel mitoso yotzo." So Rashi asks a question, there's an answer. This is a very unusual Rashi. This is the first Rashi in Shas. Second Rashi in Shas. Unusual. Usually Rashi is getting Pashup Shah. asking a kasha, giving a teretz, bidding Yisroel. It's unusual. This is the first Rashi. Second Rashi, he wants to defend the custom which existed in his time, and he would daven in shul early, before Tzeis HaKocha. Okay, any questions? Can you ask questions in person or on Zoom? Happy to take a question. No questions yet. Now we're on the Tosfos. So that was easy. Tosfos is a bit more complex. First Tosfos in Shas. Pirush Rashi. Va'anan hechi karminim b'bojom. How do we say Shema and Shul so early? Einanu mamtine in the Tzeis HaKochavim k'nei mefarash b'gemara. We do not wait until Tzeis HaKochavim, which the Gemara tells us is the proper time to say the Shema. So that's the question which has bothered Rashi. Tosfos is quoting Rashi. What is the answer? The answer is Al Kain Pirush Rashi Shekriya Shema Shalamita Iker. Fool the Achat Tzeis HaKochavim. No one goes to sleep before that, right? I hope not. V'achi Yisra B'Rishalmi Im Kara Kodol Lechein Lo Yotza Im Kain Lama Onam Espalim Kriya Shema B'Beis HaKnesses Hilama B'Tfila Mitoch Divrei Torah. So Tosfos faithfully quotes Rashi. Okay. Very nice. Very nice. Beautiful. Tosfos levels no less than four questions. Not one, not two, not three, but four questions against Rashi. You know, Tosfos came after Rashi, and Rashi didn't have a chance to respond. He was no longer amongst the living. I had a great-grandfather, great-great-great, called the Megine Shlomo. He was the Shut Pnei Yeshua, who was the grandfather of my eldest of the Pnei Yeshua, who wrote a whole sefer defending Rashi against Tosfos and all comers. Megine Shlomo. Shlomo's name is Shlomo. Rashi of Shlomo Yitzchaki, he defended it. So, since I descend from the Shut Pnei Yeshua and Megine Shlomo, I have to try to defend Rashi. We all do. Rashi deserves our defense. Let's read the questions one by one. Question number one. Temel Perusha. Fellow Ein, Olam, Regilim, the Kros, Samach, Rashecha, excuse me, the Shriva, El Parsha Rishona. That's a Gemara of Samach on the base. Tim Kane, if Rashi's right, Shalosh Parshios, Hoya, Lo, Likros. Should we read all three Parshios? That's a great question. We all know that Shema has three Parshios. Now you're going to tell me that we fulfill the mitzvah by reading one parsha, as it's printed in most siddurim, one parsha, before you go to sleep. It's only one parsha. You only ought to tip one parsha. That's not enough. You've got to read all three parshas. Everyone understand the question? Tremendous kasha. Bombshell kasha. So the Rashba answers, I'm not going to go into all the answers in detail. We can't end the shiur and think that Rashi has four kashas against him with no answer. We have to at least mention briefly what the answers are going to be. The Rashba answers for Rashi. And the Rashba says that Rashi is of the opinion that only the first parasha of Kriya Shema is Midoraisa. Only the first parasha is Midoraisa. And the Zman of Kriya Shema, which must be adhered to on a Torah level, Tzeis HaKochavim, is restricted to the first parasha of Kriya Shema. And that, Rashi says, everybody does say, because before you go to sleep at night, everyone says Kriya Shema Lamita, which is the first parasha of Shema. So it's a Tosfos, it's a Kasha, but it's only one parasha. Answers the Rashba, you're right, it's only one parasha. But only one parasha is required by Torah law. Well, the question becomes, what about rabbinic law? I want to light Chanukah candles now. It's only rabbinic law. Light Chanukah candles now in the summertime. Right. Yes.
In fairness to Rashi, he says two things. He says, Chova Alayna Lekrosa Mishatashach, that's one. And then he says, Ukriyas Parashah Rishon HaShon Yatzah. So maybe the first one is the Drabbana, and the second one is if you only want to do the rest.
That's what Rashi himself said. Yeah, that's very nice.
He says two things. Yes, he goes out.
Very good, very good. Chaim is saying, the Rashi, as we say in Yiddish, Bavorin the Kasha. He's already taken care of the answer of the question by answering in advance. The Parsha Rishon is enough. He's assuming that the Parsha Rishon is Doraisa. The obvious question is, okay, granted, Parsha 2 and 3 are the Rabbana. But the Rabbana is also required to be said to the right Zman. Can I fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah now? It's only the Rabbana. It's only the Rabbana. That's ridiculous. The Rabbanas have this manim as well. Just because it's the Rabbana means you can do it before this man? That's the obvious question against the Rashba's answer to Rashi. Okay, so we spoke about it a little bit we had a whole week, we spoke about Kriya Shema. Bekitzur Nimritz, and very, very briefly, to say the answer would be that Rashi presumably hold that although we say colloquially that all three parshas of Shema are Shema, that's not necessarily true from the pure halachic perspective. Kriya Shema may be limited not only midoraisa, but even midrabanan, to a much smaller quantity. Particularly according to Rashi, the quantity may be only the first parsha of Shema is Shema. What about Vayom Shema Vayomer? Could be those are considered part of, you're not going to believe this, Tefillah. They're part of Tefillah. Tefillah. The same as whatever else we say after the Shema is part of Tefillah. You know, Ezra Savoseinu, you know, things we say afterwards, or Ava Rabba, that's not Kriya Shema proper. It's part of Tefillah. So too, it's arguable to answer the question of the Tosus against Rashi and to say what the Rashba meant, only the first parsha of Shema is Kriya Shema. That has to be done after Seskach Avon, which we do Al Amita. And the rest, you can do early. How can you do early? It's too early. Well, not too early for Tefillah, as we shall see momentarily. Tefillah has an earlier time. Tefillah's Marav can be said earlier. You know that many of you, today is Monday. This past Friday, many people that I know about made early Shabbos. They davened Marav before the sun even set. How can that be? Something called Plaga Mincha. It could be that Rashi is of the view that even though you said the second and third parasha of Shema after Plaga Mincha and not later on, you fulfill the mitzvah fine. Because the parasha 2 and 3 are considered part of Tefillah. It's part of Tefillah, Isman Tefillah. And Plaga Mincha would suffice. And only the first parasha of Shema, which is Doraisa, that has a special unique status of Kriya Shema. And that must be said for sure after the three stars come out. And that's the custom to do that. Kriya Shema L'Amita. Okay, everyone said, I'm talking about Bekitzer. We'll be marach about it more, but we just wanted the only Rashi hanging after the first year. Chas v'sholom, Rashi, Rabbi Shol Yisroel. Okay? So Bekitzer, Tosias Akashi, we only say one parsha. The Rashi answers, well, only one parsha is the Raisa. Question is, so what about 2 and 3? Is chopped liver? The answer is 2 and 3 is not Kriya Shema the Rabbanan. Then it would require Tzitzik HaHavim, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, can't the Raisa Tikkun. By the way, it's considered part of Tefillah. I will tell you later on that according to the Ramban, only the first pasuk is Kriya Shema. And everything past the first pasuk is pure Tefillah. Obviously, if the Ramban is right, this question can be answered even better. But that we'll get to at a later date. Question number 2 in Tosis. Question number 2. Fiyot, question. Tetzorech levorech b'kriya shma shtayim lefoneh u'shtayim le'achareha b'arvis. It's a Mishnah b'fureshes that in Arvis you have to do 2 brachas before and 2 brachas after. I don't know what kind of Gemara you have. I have the fancy Gemara Oz v'hodor. They have what they call here Hagos v'tziyunim, are very, very helpful. They tell you in comment Chav Gimel to look on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Everyone take a quick peek to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Quick peek and see what it says there. Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. See what it says. I know what it's going to say. We know the Mishnah. We should know it by heart. The last 3 lines. V'shach ha-mavarach sh'tayim lefaneh v'yachas l'achareh v'erev sh'tayim lefaneh sh'tayim l'achareh v'boinu sh'loylem fractosis. You're not doing that. Because when you say that the Shema that is really counts, Kriya Shema L'Amita, there's no bracha before, there's no bracha after. So you're going to, it's against the Mishnah. It's against the Mishnah. Everyone follow me? Rashi is against the Mefurash of Mishnah, and not Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Of course, the answer may be similar to our answer to the first question. Why is it that you say 2 brachas before and 2 brachas after? Just so many brachas on a single mitzvah? So the answer may be, very well be, we'll get to the detail later on, that the purpose of these 4 brachas, 3 in the morning and 4 in the evening, is not a birchas ha-mitzvah. You don't say, asher kedushan b'mitzvosu b'sivanu likur ha-shma. Rather, these are precisely the brachas which integrate Shema into the unit known as tefillah. So to answer the first question against Rashi, after quoting the Rashba, we had to add that the second and third parsha of Shema is not Shema, it's Tefillah. But what integrates the Shema into the Tefillah? You guessed it, 2 brachas before and 2 brachas after. If that's the case, it makes perfect sense that these 2 brachas can be said on the Shema before Tzeis Chachamim, because that's the Shema which is maybe said at that hour, precisely because it's considered part of Tefillah. What makes it part of Tefillah? Potentially, precisely, the two brachas before, the two brachas after. So therefore, the way we answer the second question is fundamentally the same as we answered the first question. Let's review briefly. The first question was, you only said one bracha before you go to sleep. Answers the Rashba. What did I say? One bracha? One parsha. Answers the Rashba. Only one parsha is min haTorah. So we asked, very nice, but the other two parshas are also Kriyat Shema deRabbanan. The answer we gave is no. The second and third parsha is not Kriyat Shema deRabbanan. It's just a part of Tefillah. That would explain why it's man Tefillah would suffice, and that goes as early as Plag HaMincha, way before the stars come out. Fine. Second question, Tosfos asks. It's a Mishnah Mefereshet, Yud Aleph and Aleph. Two before and two after. But the real Krishma, which is before you go to sleep, doesn't exist. The answer is the two before and the two after. The purpose of those four brachas is to integrate Shema as part of the tefillah. Because you have to have brachas before and after to achieve that goal. And that's exactly why those two brachas before and two brachas after may be recited on the Shema which is being said before the stars come out. It's not the real Shema, it's the Shema which is considered part of tefillah. And that Shema part of tefillah can exist as early as Plag HaMincha. That's what we can daven in Maariv as well. Everyone with me so far? So we had two questions, we gave two answers. They are related to each other. Third question. V'yod, to osa krishma samach lemita, enel b'shulam azikin, this says in Daf Hei, im tamat chachamu, enel tzarech. Great question. If krishma lemita is because of mazikin, to protect you from the shadim or demons, whatever it may be, so, but according to Rashi, you have to do it to fulfill the mitzvah. How can the Gemara say that hey, Tam Chacham doesn't require Shema Lamita? What happened to this Chi of Daraisa? I think the answer to this question is very simple. We're talking about Tam Chacham, who daven late. He daven late. He didn't daven with a plag minion. He daven with a Tzeis Chachamim minion. Believe that today, many of the Moses didn't daven mincha. After today, we have a mincha gedola at 1:40 every day after the Echvas Avel Hashir. We'll daven marv at 10 o'clock, the MOCO schedule. So the guy who davens marv at 10 o'clock, he doesn't have to say Kriya Shema Lamita, if he's not worried about Mazikin, because he fulfilled the Kriya Shema at 10 o'clock. The sun says 8:30, way after the stars come out. So that's that kind of a Talmud Chacham. So that question is sort of easy to answer. Tosfos is assuming the Amcha, everyone does it this way. But who said that's the minute they had in their part of town? Who said that? And the Gemara had it that way? No guarantee. Fourth and final question. The old question. Tim Kane, Paskinan, Krebishua, Ben Levi, the Yomat Philos, Beemza Tiknum, Pirush, Beemza, Ben Chichne, Kriyashma, Ben Kriyashma, Shal Shachwis, Ben Kriyashma, Shal Arvis. That's Krebishua, Ben Levi's opinion. Faran Kaimel, Krebiochanan, Amel Kamad Avdal, and Amel Beis, Ezeb, and Alamaba, Zasomet Gula, Shal Arvis, Lit Philo. Okay? Presumably, Tfilah Shal Arvis. It says in the footnote at the bottom, on the footnote Chavdala. So it comes out according to Rashi that we have the Tfilos Be'em Tzatiknum, which means you have Shema, Tfilah, Tfilah, Shema. Because the real Shema is when? It's Kriya Shema Alamita. So that's Kash number four against Shitas Rashi. And the answer may be the same as the answer to the first two. Sure. Tfilos Be'em Tzatiknum, which means we don't know. Not tefillah rent a tikkun. It's so much gula the tefillah. I'm asking you, my dear friends, some of you by a show of hands, who davened early? Who made early Shabbos this Friday? Raise your hand. Who made early Shabbos? Do you think you fulfilled smichas gula tefillah this past Friday night? Yes or no? Of course you think yes. You said Gal Yisrael and Shmon Esrei. So what's Tosfos kasha? Tosfos is saying we pass in tefillah b'em tzatiknum, as opposed to the man who says somek gula tefillah shel arvis tefillah. You all did. You were somek gula shel arvis tefillah because you davened early plag mincha, say 7 o'clock in the evening, and then you davened shema. You said shmon esrei. It was gal yisrael. So what's Tosfos? What's bothering Tosfos? Tosfos seems to have assumed that tefillah b'em tzatiknum means between the shemas which are the raisa. And that wouldn't be true And we don't pass it that way. According to Rashi, it is true. But the answer is, we have nothing against tefillah. We want to be so much cooler, the tefillah, even in Arvis. We do that. So therefore, these kashas, we've answered all four kashas, Baruch Hashem. So Rashi, thank God, survives. Rashi survived the first attack. She shot four rockets. They shot four rockets at Rashi, and the Iron Dome knocked them all out. We answered all the questions that Tos said against Rashi. Rashi is Chai V'Kai. You know Rashi comes from David Melk Yisrael. Chai V'Kai. Fine. Who argues with Rashi? You gotta love it. L'chein Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, wow. Who's Rabbeinu Tam? Menachem, who's Rabbeinu Tam? Yeah, but whose grandson was he? Rashi. I have a grandson here. The grandson argued with the grandfather. Right? I've been a time I was in Rashi in thousands of places. So Menachem can argue with me. No problem. Okay? No problem. So, Rabbi Natan was Rashi's grandson since Rashi's wrong. What's the job? Adrabba. Kriya Shema Shal Beis HaKnesses Ikra. What? Pim Toma. Hechon El Koran Kol Chachim Yibod Yom. It's against the first Mishnah in Shas. Yesh Lomar. The Kaimlan Kerab Yehuda Demba Per Tfilas HaShachar. This man tfilas mincha ad plaga mincha. Taino achat asar shos pochas ruvia. That's 10 3/4 hours into the day. An hour and a quarter before the day ends. When did the day end? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabosa, is there anyone in this room or on my Zoom who keeps Rabbeinu Tam's man Motzei Shabbos? Should be at least one. You have to come from the right family. The briskers keep Rabbeinu Tam's man. Some say 72, some say 90, some say you have to have degrees, 16 degrees, 20 degrees. What do you do? Degrees? 16 or 90? 90. So that's where Rabbi Twersky Shlita, who's your relative, keeps that over here in Riverdale. And I mean, around now, you can't do malacha until about 5 to 11 at Motzei Shabbos. I kid you not. 10:55, I believe, is this man. We're now at the peak of summer, the end of June. 10:55. Okay. There are a few others. Rabbi Ganak Shlita, I see on the chat, keeps that time. Good. We love briskers. We love briskers. Doesn't mean we are briskers. We love briskers. It's a big difference. You love them, you have to be them. So why am I telling you this now? Because Rabbeinu Tam says it's an hour and a quarter before dark. But when is dark? According to Rabbeinu Tam, the day is not over until, way, way after the sun sets. As a matter of fact, as we shall see in one of our shiurim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Plaga Mincha is only 3 to 4 minutes before the sun sets. 3 to 4 minutes before the sun sets. A simple calculation. If it would be 70, Plaga Mincha, say it's an hour and a quarter, right? That's 75 minutes. And if you hold that, we call 72 minutes, that's the famous 72 minutes man. So you take 72 minutes, count back 75 minutes, you're 3 minutes before the sunset. So it's not so radical, Rabbeinu Tam said, you could be Yotze from Plaga Mincha. There's only 3 or 4 minutes, we'll see, it's probably really 4, but not for today, before the sun sets. Still quite a big chiddush, Rabbeinu Tam says. Wait a second, not so simple. V'yom Toma, watch the Tosis. V'yom Toma, again, Acharas Hashos Pochus Revia, U'miyad Sheyichle Zman HaMincha, Maskel Zman Arvis. As soon as Mincha is over, Arvis begins. There's a Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak. Tells you the time for Shachris and the time for Mincha and the time for Musaf. It says, Tfilas Arvis Ein Lo Keva. Ein Lo Keva. So the Gemara says Ein Lo Keva means Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Rabbeinu Yonah says that's just a drush of Shad in the Mishnah. The Silub Shad in the Mishnah is there is no time for Arvis. When you daven Arvis, whenever you can't daven anything else. You can't daven Mincha, you can't daven Shachris. By default, you can then daven Arvis. That's the Pashup Shah. My Elta Zayda Pnei Yeshua said something so radical, which even as a great grandchild, I find it hard. I don't think he sent it to La Halacha, but he suggested it. They can daven Ma'ariv, you're not going to believe this, from Mincha Gedola and on. Where do you get that from? Once later on, Wadi is having Marv. Hefter Chalavim Vevorim. That's it's connected the Tama. They took the fats and the limbs from the Tama Shabbat Abayim and they put it on the Mizbeach. Now it's true that's good at night, but it's also good by day. So Pnei Yeshua suggests a radical notion. You can daven Marv as early as Mincha Gedola. The reason we don't accept it, because it can have Mincha and Marv at the same time. What do we call that, gentlemen? What do we call it? Two words. What do we call that? What? Louder. Tar to the Sasri. So you can't have both. So since we can daven Mincha as late as, for us, Shkia, so then we should not daven Marv before that. On Erev Shabbos, we are lenient to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We daven Mincha before Plag. And Marv, after Plag, and those of you that daven everything 7 o'clock, in my opinion, it's a tar to the Sasri, should not daven both tefillos there, in my opinion. But that's not for now. We'll get to it. Slow. Vaiter mitosis. V'im tomar, hechonim mispal and tefillos mincha samach v'chashecha, v'afilo liyach plag mincha. Gewalt. So we contradict ourselves. We daven mincha late, Marv early. What's going on over here? Tosis kasha. Hey Shlomo. The Kaimlan Kirabona, the armies man tfilas a mincha ada erev. Farminan the Kamon Daf Chav Zayin. Hashtag lo it milcha sa lo kamar velo kamar. Dovid kamar of it. Dovid kamar of it. Take your pick. Frank Tyson says, wait a minute. You pick, but pick one. Mikoma gom kasha da vi trey kuli de sasra na hadodi. Shemi eiz et tam onu mispal na arves merach haplag a mincha. Shem the Kaimlan kishas a mincha kolog de Rabbi Yehuda. So he felt like Rabbi Yehuda, so he can daven Marv thereafter. Umiyad habizman arv, it's fine. Uvizman ha-tefillah atzma, when it comes to the time of tefillah's mincha, lo kam like Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. So therefore, Rabbi Natam is very, very difficult. We have so far no answer, Rabbi Natam. Who argues with him? Alkein omer ri. Who is the ri? Who is the ri to Rabbi Natam? Anybody know? His nephew, correct. His nephew. So nephews can also argue with their uncles. And he also argued with his great-grandfather, Rashi. Okay, a double whammy. Al-Kain Omeri. We use Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Reb Shmuel Balatosis, as the Ramban refers to him. Hazoke, Neri Hazoke. He was the nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam. What did he say? Tevadai Kriyashma Shobes HaKnesses Iker. Like his uncle against his great-grandfather. Onoshim Espal and Arvis Rojo. Svirlan kahani tanoim de Gemara. Those tanoim in the Gemara. In my edition, it tells you where to look in the Gemara. I have a little note, Chaf Aleph, in my edition. I don't know if any of you have my edition. Where you're supposed to look in the Gemara. Amid Beis. Don't look too far. Beis Amid Beis. If you don't have my edition, then I'll tell you where it is. It's an old Shas. I'm giving you a hint. It's Beis Amid Beis. The army, Mishor Shekidi Shayom. What do they mean, Mishor Shekidi Shayom? So the Rashba explains, from the time you can be Mekabel Shabbos. Others explain when the time of Shabbos takes effect. Either way, it's before Tzeis HaKochavim. Because Tzeis HaKochavim is Vaday Laila. Kiddush Hayom is Safek Laila or Tosefet Shabbos. So that Tana holds against our Mishnah. You know, if you're a Tana, you can go against the Mishnah. None of us here is a Tana. We can't go against the Mishnah. But the reclaims that we pass like the Tanam of the Brice against the Mishnah. What did the Re do? He unhitched himself from Rabbi Yehuda to Rabban and Plag HaMincha. He got his uncle in the Tar to the Sasrin. He has a totally different vort. As far as Tefillah is concerned, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. That was apparently the custom. They davened early. Or they pass like the Rabbanim. They davened Mincha till sunset. Fine. But Afal Pikein, it was considered to be Tefillah's Zman Krishma from people from the time Kiddush Hayom. You still have to work out the details because it's not clear when Kiddush Hayom is. It's not exactly clear. We have to wait until tomorrow Shia to see what it is. Just want to finish up the Tosfos, and then we'll finish tomorrow. We'll explicate this in greater detail. But by then you'll have seen the Gemara Beis Amid Beis. My Rebbe taught us when Tosfos quotes a Gemara, never trust Tosfos. Always look it up. Never trust Tosis. Look it up. You should look everything up. It's Beis Amid Beis. You look for those words. Now with the computer, you can find that you don't look through the old app. Just press a search. In 2 seconds, you find those words on Beis. I gave it in Beis Amid Beis. that my new edition has. So find it in 2 seconds. Bishah Shakirish Ayom, Kam Bishah Shabni Adam Nichnas and Lahasev, Tain of Sudas Erev Shabbos. Vihoisam Ibod Yom, was by day, Ume also Shah Haves Man. What's the next word? Tefillah? You say Tefillah? I thought I'd try to figure out Krishma. The Kasha was, it's not yet Zman Krishma. Comes the Rian and says it's Zman Tefillah. This doesn't say it's a non sequitur. How do you answer the question? The answer must be that the Ri has a cutoff point, which is different than his uncle's. His uncle had a cutoff point called Plaga Mincha. It's factosis, but we Yavin Mincha even later, until dark. So you can't retire to the Sasra. So the Ri presumably has a cutoff point somewhere or other, which divides the afternoon service from the evening service. Evening service includes Krishma. And whenever that point in time is, the minig was to use that as a dividing point. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. We'll see tomorrow in greater detail. Because also on the Rayas Mashma, the Krishma by Sakhnesis is Ikar. Vahad Bekamah B'Rishalmi. Oh, I skipped the line. V'gam Raya, the Rav, the first word line. Having Masi Shul Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, what many of you did on Friday. U'mistama, it's always a Shvacha Raya Mistama. Kamaya Korek Krishma. Who said? Okay, but that's the Tosas Assumes. All these Rayas Krishma are making this Ikar. Hard, he was Shalmi, says, Lama, how you call me, Pesach Knesses, Omer, Abed Atam, we bring back Abed Atam. Sheregil and Likwas, Krishma, call them Tfilosam. Which Tfilah? Mincha Marv. Kimo, Sheregil and Lama Ashrei, Tchila. But also, Krishma, Eina El Lama, Mitzvila, Mitzvila, Divrei Torah. What does he mean? He means mincha, or he means marav? Not clear. When we can near it, we should kore Krishna mitoso she'ein levarich. You don't make a special bracha, because otherwise, if you might have thought, if Rashi's right, maybe it would require a bracha. Rabbi Amram Gon actually required a bracha when you said Shema later on when you go to the mitzvah Krishna. But now Rabbi Ben Atam see a yotze Krishna in shul, even though it's earlier, for various reasons, either because it's Plaga Mincha, Rabbi Yehuda, or it's the Tanam of that Beis Mid Beis of an earlier Zman. So, of course, no bracha Krishma Lamita. Of course not. The guy made a tzorach likos al parsha. We showed him, yeah, because he ready for the mitzvah shul. Adkan. Rabosa, my time is up. I try not to go more than half an hour. My friends on Zoom, thank you so much for joining. Tomorrow we will continue this analysis at 6:30 for the Zoomers, but here for the in-person people, they give us a little bit more lumdish this year at 10 o'clock in the morning, approximately after breakfast. I gave you the whole schedule. Guess I should leave. Thank you for joining. I just left. You can turn this off too, but from now on it's going to be on the tape for all the shiurim. I forgot, this morning she apparently, early afternoon she did anyone take me? Yeah.